One of the reasons why restructuring is being done and why we accepted it as a union is that we are going to have a leaner workforce and therefore more productivity and better revenue collection. And we believe that once that is achieved, then we should be able to negotiate better salaries for our people, better terms for our people. And it's these better terms and salaries that will provide job security for them. As you are aware, Telecom as a company, from where we are coming from, the job security has been there, it being a government organization. We have a recognition agreement, which is very good. We signed CBAs year in and year out, and our CBA is currently being negotiated. And because the organization was paying close to 19,000 people, if we are going to be reduced to a level of about 6,000-7,000 employees, then I think we should be able to have good capital enough to give our employees better packages. But I think that is what we are going to discuss when we reach there. But we believe that we should be able to negotiate better terms for them if the government will support us to give us what we require as a company, that is the telecom company, together with this union, to achieve the type of equipment that we want, equipment that will give people the services that they are yearning for, and the equipment that will be working steadily, so that as members pay, as subscribers pay, as customers pay, then they should be able to have Telecom Kenya sustained in business. And with that business, and with the profit that we're going to make, we believe that we should be able to give employees better service.
Well, as a union, how will privatization affect your union?
Yes, it's going to affect us adversely, because we are imagining that at the end of the exercise, we're going to lose about 12,000 members. And with the loss of 12,000 members, it means we are losing close to over 600,000 shillings a month. And that is really telling. So that's going to affect us. But we believe that we are also going to put a system in place to ensure that we also recruit in other areas that has not been tapped. Because as Telecom gets privatized, other players are coming in. And when they come in, as you're aware, we have managed to bring the broadcasting group into our place. We are targeting the mobile phone providers now. And some of our employees, as they leave us, they also go into those companies. And if we tap them there, we believe we should be able to more or less maintain the same members and be able to remain afloat as a union.
Well, there have been a rumor that as Telecom is privatized, most of the employees will be placed on contract employment. Maybe could you clear up the rumor, or what is your comment about the rumor?
I want to believe that it's a rumor.
Yes.
And it's not fair for me to comment on it, because all the employees of Telecom are currently employed on permanent and pensionable terms. And if they have, their terms have got to be changed, otherwise the union will be involved. Unless they'll be talking about new employees that they will recruit. But as far as I'm concerned, we are not recruiting anybody currently. We are offloading staff, get the normal staff back to work, and once that is established, if there will be need for employment, then that will be depend between the company and the person being employed. But for our employees who are currently in service and our members, for whatever reasons cannot be converted into contract employees, we shall definitely resist that.
Well, currently we have seen most of the employers coming in with new trends of employment. As examples are outsourcing, contract employment, and casualization. Maybe as a unionist, what could you advise us on this issue of outsourcing?
Well, let me talk about, start with the casualization.
Thank you.
In this particular industry, we did away with casualization, and we don't have a single casual today. And we shall resist any attempt to employ people as casuals here, because we are currently doing some job evaluation exercise which will determine the number of people we want across the board. And once that is established, we shall know what positions are there, and people will be employed against those positions. We will always endeavor to ensure that nothing short of that happens. Should the employer come with those kind of